Okay, so it's a Thursday night at the Philip Road Centre here in Wivenhoe, and it's the Wivenhoe Youth Club, the former youth club, now the Youth Hub, and it's quite an evening of activity this evening. There's a lot of things going off. I've got varied people, got to explain more. So let's go around this way. Madam, your name is?
Alice Hurst.
And you're a volunteer stroke member, really?
Yeah, I help out on a Tuesday. I work at behind the tuck shop.
So Tuesday nights, that's when it's the younger crowd come in.
Yeah.
So that's up until which year group, please?
Year 7, so that's up to 11, 12 years.
And then Thursday evenings is for the more mature young folk in Wivenhoe, which is where you fit in.
Yeah.
So this evening you're not volunteering, you're just enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go around and we've got Mark as well.
Hi, I'm Mark Corey. I'm one of the volunteers down at the club, help keep it going. Work with Alice and Ellie here. Alice is not just a member, she's a fantastic volunteer. And she hasn't just been having fun tonight, she's been helping out as well, so she's really useful here. Yeah, we've had a great night, a really good night. Lots of good camaraderie between all the volunteers, all the kids. We've had a great laugh. And Robert Needham, the mayor, has come down as well, which was nice to see, testing out his archery skills. So, yeah, it's been good.
And then coming around to Ellie. Hello, Ellie. Hi.
Hi.
So this evening has been something a bit different. There's been some visitors here at the Hub. Who has been around?
Well, we've had the Essex Boys and Girls Club down, and they've brought some rowing and archery equipment.
Yeah, the rowing, I've got some video which I'll put on the website, seemed, I think, very energetic. The archery, I wouldn't say dangerous, but it was kind of full on, it was stretching back with these bows. But what is your main kind of role down here, Ellie? You do many, many things. I see you do an awful lot. How would you describe your involvement here with the Hub?
A volunteer, really. Just sort of help run everything, you know, come down, help out, whatever jobs need to be done.
And is that on Thursdays or both nights?
Mostly every Tuesday.
And always looking for new volunteers?
Yep.
And so what kind of people, really, or what kind of skills, or what are you looking for anybody moving home who wants to give up a real short amount of time? What kind of person would he be after?
I don't know. Anyone who likes to have fun, I guess, because we always have a lot of fun down here.
Yeah, it's pretty laid back. You've just got to be laid back and good with children in order to be a volunteer here. There's no specific skills that you need. I think we've all got a range of skills. Ellie really helps with the youth club as well, the youth council, sorry. So you've helped set that up. You originally were at the youth council years back, weren't you? And now we've set that up. So some of us are young, some of us are a bit older down at the youth club. We've all got different skills, and it's just, you've got to have fun. You've got to be laid back, ready to approach the kids, engage with the kids, and that's what we do. I think we all do that very well.
Yeah, I think mentioning the youth council is something which I find really, really encouraging and really interesting. Now, Alice, I gather you are a member of the youth council.
Yeah, I'm sort of a vice chair sort of person, so when I help out with Ellie with the sort of the meetings and everything.
So how often does the youth council meet?
Currently we're meeting the first week of every month, but we can stretch it for the Mayfair recently. We have to do another meeting for the Mayfair and organising events.
Now, I've been speaking with our previous mayor, Councillor Sinclair, and also the current mayor, Councillor Needham, and the youth council, it's a lot more than just like paying lip service. You actually make some real important decisions. So is it worth mentioning, Alice, some of the actual work that you do, and when you do meet, what do you talk about?
We talk about funding, how we can next raise money for the club, how we can buy, what to buy for equipment, what to do for events that we want to do out of the club, so sort of trips and days out and things.
Because I saw, Ellie, I saw you, I think last week, taking an envelope with a cheque inside from the previous Mr. Mayor. So is that all the kind of work which really the Youth Council does? It's working out how to actually best spend that money.
Definitely, yeah. And also we talk to the Town Council as well. And if they've got any sort of issues that they want like a younger input on, then we talk to them and talk to our members. And if our members have got anything that they want to raise, like about facilities in Wivenhoe, then we talk to the Council as well.
And are they quite flexible? Do you manage to work your magic with them? Can you get your way normally?
Yeah, no, they have, you know, they'll go as far as they can for us, and they're definitely very helpful.
And so Mark, maybe asking you about funding, it was good the Hub did get a considerable cheque from Councillor Sinclair as part of the Mayor's Charity Fund, but what is the sort of main essence, what is the main funding for the Hub at the moment?
We've been very lucky, the community supported us, we've had lots of money coming in from all different events, charity events that have been going on, and the Town Council has been great in subsidising our rent, helping out there. That's coming to an end, unfortunately, because of funding cuts. But we are sustainable in ourselves. We make money on the door, so we do try and keep our budget going. We have got a fairly good budget. We've managed it well, but we are looking to other avenues for funding, and looking to maybe get funding through some of the youth opportunity grants, getting the youth council to work on those bids. But also, there's outside bodies. I'm sort of in charge of trying to get funding, so I will be looking. I've been appointed to a new board externally in Colchester that gives out funding to the local community, so hopefully I can get a bit of funding through there, and we'll just see what we can do. We all work together to find funding streams. Some of the adults work on funding bids, but also we can get the young people to do bids themselves too.
Okay, so it's almost, I think, going home time here on a Thursday evening at the Hub, so perhaps that's a good time to end. So I think really we should just kind of conclude and get all these plugs in. So it's Tuesday evenings, so that's for the younger crowd, so up until year sevens. And then Thursday nights from year eight and up, upwards. So anybody, either you know down towards the quay or up towards Ivanhoe Cross, all young people of Ivanhoe, come down. It doesn't cost much. The Youth Council get involved. Any volunteers can just come along maybe and speak with some of the other adults here. Hopefully get signed up. And really, yeah, I think onwards with the Hub here.
Yes.
Quite wonderful. So thanks to Alex, to Alice, to Mark, and to Ellie. Okay, that's really useful finding out these things. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye.